949-5633.
The House throws down an amendment to slash bucks to Acorn. Obama pushes health care. Will you listen? The U.S. scraps plans for missile defense. Is this do or die? The polls and the checks don't like it. And finally, we start off on a gruesome note, unfortunately. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I promise we will definitely lighten the load a little bit later in the show with a movie review and, of course, nail the score in our third hour. We'll unveil the game of the week in the NFL, and you can participate. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like circling numbers for the lottery. You tell us which team you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be when it's all said and done. We didn't have a winner last week in our game of the week, which was Chicago and the Packers. Maybe this week will be a little bit different because our prize pack is absolutely incredible. A free cell phone, movie tickets, movie popcorn, also a slew of gift cards to various restaurants across the U.S., so you will love it if you nail the score. Sad story, as I said, on a gruesome note, hate to go in that direction, but I just can't believe the details that are coming out of this Yale campus. The Yale murder suspect, Raymond Clark III, described as a really nice guy, loved his dog. Lots of people liked them. So what gives? Here's the latest, what they said on campus.
An arrest warrant was signed by the Honorable Judge Fisher, charging Clark for the murder and the death of Annie Lay. Bond has been set at $3 million. A few minutes ago, Raymond J. Clark III, 24 years of age, of Middleton, Connecticut, was arrested at a motel in Commonwealth, Connecticut. Annie Lay was reported missing on September 8th, and a missing person investigation was started by Yale PD with the assistance of the FBI, Connecticut State Police, and New Haven PD. On Saturday the 12th, Connecticut State Police secured the building at 10 Amistad Street in order to conduct a thorough forensic review of that building. The afternoon of the 12th, New Haven PD assumed the lead in a criminal investigation in this case. Close to 300 items have been seized in this investigation, and detectives have worked around the clock on this case. Based upon numerous interviews, forensic evidence, and information learned from viewing video surveillance, detectives have secured the arrest warrant for Clark.
All right, and just so you know, to rehash this, Annie Lee, who wasn't even 25 years old, was set to get married, was found strangled and stuffed in the wall of that Yale lab. This guy was a lab technician. So now all these people are coming out and saying, geez, what a terrific guy. Neighbors are saying, oh, he lived with his girlfriend in the apartment, had a dog, had a big heart, always tried to see the best in people, the things that are emerging. How often do you hear this? Neighbors, people who have had dealings with XYZ suspect, and they always tell you, cute guy, nice guy. You know, it's so sad and chilling to think of another one of these, I don't know, homicidal maniacs, a guy that just snapped in half and who knows what he's capable of. Again, he's just been arrested, so allegedly, you know, he's the guy who did this crime. But from what I understand in a conversation with somebody on that campus, they pretty much have nailed him with that DNA evidence. And, of course, as you heard, he was picked up in that motel, and he's being held on $3 million bond. And even a stranger twist to this is that apparently he texted the woman, Annie Lee, and was supposed to, you know, wanted to clear some ups of things up about procedures in the lab and asked to meet her. So, of course, she goes to the lab, which she normally would do, never comes out, and finally police figure out she never left the building. The rest was history, sadly, when they found her in the wall and the clothes and whatnot. And this Clark was supposedly going to marry his girlfriend, Jennifer Ramadak, who was also a lab tech in the Yale Animal Resource Center. That's where they all were, and they were supposed to get married next December. It was all over the Internet. They had an Internet wedding page apparently up, but that was supposedly taken down. So you just can imagine the various sides to this. And the Yale president, like everybody else, is completely shocked, but I guess relieved that there is an arrest in this. And, of course, everybody's saying, you know, we have to resist the temptation to rush to judgment. So, you see, this is a talk show. We don't have to resist that urge. Like I said, I did some checking, made a couple of quick calls, and, of course, I'm sure you've all read some of the stories about it, and we have talked about it a little bit on a previous show here on America Tonight, obviously. But the DNA, I mean, is just nailing it shut, nailing this case shut. And we know when you look at DNA just how incredibly accurate that is. And apparently there are other things that the police, and they're being smart about it. They're not releasing what they have evidence-wise, only to say that there is an overwhelming amount of evidence that is starting to mount against this guy. So a lot of people who knew him in school when he was in high school, knew him from where he lived, are saying that they're blown away by this. He lived 30 miles northeast of New Haven in a sleepy little town called Middletown. I'm sure some of the people listening to me know that area, a lot of you listening in Connecticut. And he lived in an apartment with his girlfriend and the dog, as I mentioned before. So they're taking everything they can as evidence, including, I guess, his ride was a Ford Mustang, and they seized that as evidence as well. So we'll see ultimately what turns up here in this case. But can you imagine the fiance? In one sense, you have this sad feeling of being relieved, but at the same time you realize at such a young age, at just 24 years old, this woman's life is gone in an instant. Days before she was supposed to get married, was a smart student, had a bright future in front of her, and leaves all those people just completely mortified and stunned at her loss. All right, speaking of being stunned, and we will talk about this a little bit later on America Tonight, the word is Nancy Pelosi actually choked up. I mean, choked up where there were tears in her eyes. And apparently, she was choking up on the floor today. I mean, you could see the tears welling up, and she was fighting them back. And she was talking about the climate and climate of politics and what's happening. And she's saying that she's frightened in the climate that we live in right now, and she's worried about the possible violence because she can remember what happened in the late 70s in San Francisco, and so that she's concerned about some of the enthusiasm going in the wrong direction. I bring this up because there's no crying in politics, right, Nancy? And here's the thing. I mean, this is a rough and tumble game. These are tough times for all of us in America. And part of the reason is because of some of the stuff that's going on with Pelosi and her cronies. Let's face it, we talk about it on the Hill. What's happening is they're starting to find that their constituents are striking back. And they don't like it because they're not used to this. The Democrats supposedly hold all of the cards, but many of them are finding that there's a lot of unhappiness in this land, and it's not just right-wingers. You know, the label's always out there, the right wing, it's the extremists, but that's not true. So we'll have more on that story, obviously, as we chug along here on ATN. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Joe Sugg. He's the founder of a company called Findom. It's all about investing, baby. What do you do when you have a great idea, but you need to package it up correctly, and you need to get the big bucks? We'll talk about it next on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. How often on this show do we talk about what's happening with entrepreneurs and what is it like to have an incredible idea, maybe in a traditional field or maybe something a little outside of the box, and you just know this is more than a $1 million idea. And you have a little bit of money, but you definitely don't have the big bucks it would take to really put you on the map. So what do? I've always been curious about that. You can't just run to the bank, present your idea, have a stodgy banker look across at you and say, I'm really not sure that we want to do this. You know, only in the movies do they rubber stamp all the ideas. So through a series of coincidences, I met this really cool guy who has a company called Findom. His name is Joe Sugg. He's the founder of Findom, and he joins us now on ATN. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. How are you?
See, doesn't that describe basically Findom? I mean, you have, it's in some senses, it can be traditional, like somebody involved in oil and gas or one of those kind of fields, but it could be maybe non-traditional, right? And they could come to Findom, and you would help them package it up and put it on the so-called boards. Explain how the process works.
Well, Findom is really designed for three purposes. We're looking to help individuals find above average opportunities with below average risk, as for basically the average investor. The second purpose is to help businesses that are quality businesses with quality management and the right types of ideas and a business idea that will actually make money and move forward, help those people locate the resources that they need to push that idea forward. And finally, we want to make an impact in charitable organizations and make an impact on helping those foundations level out, because there's a lot of challenges there as well. On the entrepreneur front, there's a lot of people that really are just dying on the vine right now because of cash flow. And so our big process is pretty simple. We want to identify who those people are, get in there, and help them understand there are lots of different avenues, whether it be private placements, whether it be a venture capital route, whether it be with an angel investor group, whether it be with a bank. The bottom line is that most people only know one or two avenues. And, you know, to basically go off of what T. Boone Pickens says in the energy realm, it's kind of an all-of-the-above approach in today's environment.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, when you say, like, the people who have money to invest. Joe, are there really a lot of people that just have money hanging around and they're looking to be hooked up with the right business partner, the right thing to invest in, I guess is the way to say it?
Well, I think there's two groups of people out there right now. The one group is a group that kind of has their money sitting on the sidelines and they're just scared to death. They don't know what to do with it. There's a second group that has literally billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, sitting on the sideline, and they are looking for the right opportunity to sail on. Now, you know, just because you have a good idea doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right idea for them. And so, and at the same time, just because you talk to somebody who has money and they don't like your idea or it's not for them doesn't mean that it's not going to work. You know, how many times have you heard the stories of businesses that went someplace and were told, no, this isn't going to work, and next thing you know, the next week, they get funded by somebody else. And so that's really what happens is over and over again, it's a matter of talking to enough people that you find the right person for your opportunity.
What do you think the big-time or angel investor guys, it could be women too, are looking for when they decide to open their wallet? What is it, and you specialize in this, what is it they're looking for?
Most of the people that I deal with in that realm are really looking for a couple of basic things. The first they're looking for is some sort of a collateral component to the business plan. So whether that be a real estate component or, you know, some sort of an asset that they can tie to and securitize their investment, or whether that be some sort of a, you know, some of them will take proprietary information that you might have and you know, some sort of collateral they can tie to. And the second component is really they're looking for the management team. More times than not, they're not just investing into an idea. They are investing into a person or a group of people. And so, you know, it's really important that you position yourself properly for them so that they can know, okay, these guys can actually do what they say they can do.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense to me. Now, you mentioned the charitable side of that. Explain that.
Well, you know, a lot of times with the charitable side, I see, you know, we're a faith-based organization as a group, and so, you know, what we focus mostly on is ministries, but really across the board in the nonprofit realm, most nonprofits are geared towards kind of a hand-to-mouth approach. You've got it, I need it, so I can give it to somebody else. And when you're in a donation component like that, where you're just waiting for people to give to you, then, you know, so many times you catch yourself in downtimes like this when the need is greatest for what you do, you don't have any resources because people can't donate to you. And so what we do is we help them implement endowment strategies and make sure that they create their, for lack of a better word, foundation. So that they are able to sustain and really affect the world that we live in these times.
Yeah. What I'm always curious about this. What drove you to create FINDM? Was it because you knew all these different components that you just mentioned to us? You had friends that played in a certain space but needed help, and then you also knew people who were on the sidelines that had money, and you'd hear them talk about ideas, but they couldn't really get their hands around something they were interested in. What drove you to FINDM, to start FINDM?
Well, the total answer to that question would probably take me longer than we have here, but the reality is that it's been a series of events that has led me to a place where I, you know, everybody realizes that there are opportunities out there that if they just knew what they were, you know, there's the position, if I just had the access to that person or the access to that investment, then I would be able to make it just like the other person did. And, you know, what I have found is in a lot of instances, those are true statements. You know, there are opportunities and investment opportunities out there that only the ultra high net worth type of a client would have access to, because the minimum investments into those opportunities is, you know, anywhere from a million to, I've seen it up to 50 million. And so when I have dealt with clients as an advisor, the place that I got to was that I could sit there and continue to have a small grouping of clients, or I could create a series of entities that would help people have access to those opportunities, help people that were looking to raise capital that were in those types of structures that wanted to make a greater impact and were looking for ways to do that, the ability to do so, as well as be able to make some other impacts in the middle of it.
No, that makes complete sense. One last one. We only have a couple of minutes left. Give us a quick success story of somebody that you helped or something that made you feel good, like, wow, this is it, score, I did it.
Well, I mean, I don't know that we have a whole lot of time to get into the total capacities, but I think the main times that we have helped people are, you know, really in just giving them aspects of more in the process of things that are available. You know, a recent success story was somebody who came in and didn't even know how they were going to pull things together in this time, and we were able to flip a couple of switches, show them where to go to get money, and you know, they were able to talk to some investors pretty quickly. We have literally everybody from small companies to large public companies that are coming to us. So, you know, public companies are coming to us and providing us with side deals that we're able to then turn around and give access to the average investor with those opportunities. And at the same time, we're trying to do the things to get things moving. Right now, it's just a matter of getting the ball moving, and that's a challenging component in this economic status.
Boy, no kidding. All right, Joe, for more information, people can check out your website at findom.com, correct?
Correct. That's www.findom.com.
Joe, thanks for hanging with us here on ATM. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate, I appreciate it.
All right, that was fun. Joe talking about my wheels are turning. I'm thinking, think of the ideas. And like he said, it's not just about some scattershot idea. I mean, it's people who have developed things, and then they just don't have that extra, you know, that extra capital. They have some capital, but they don't have the extra capital they need, the kind of money that they're talking about to really put themselves on the map and explode, you know, their little company that they've developed rather. Fascinating stuff. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things, see you call for more. I like to
read. All right, time for odds and ends. Let's tell you what's going on. How about this one from the Cha-Ching Department? Michael Jackson's kids and mother get $86,000 a month. Yeah, you heard me right. $86,000 a month. That's from the estate to support them. Katherine Jackson is one of the primary beneficiaries. That's not a surprise because we knew about the whole will stuff. So over the course of a year, they would get about $1 million in support from the estate. The monthly allowance is over $26,000. The kids' allowance is $60 a month, and that's, you know, been rubber stamped. The Jackson kids, of course, are staying with their grandmother, and that's a permanent situation, so they're living in the San Fernando Valley, living pretty well. Remember, there was that weird story, too, about Joe Jackson wanting to take the three kids on tour and do some kind of a tour with them where they would sing. Hopefully better sense prevails and that does not happen, because certainly they have enough money to support themselves. There's no question about that. Isn't that interesting that he owed so much money, and in his death, with the reaction and the sales that are so brisk of everything that is Michael Jackson, that's turning around in the last couple of months, and almost everything is cleared as far as any of the debts and whatnot that he owed. In the meantime, this made huge news. Are we really scrapping missile defense? Here's what President Obama said earlier.
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm committed to doing everything in my power to advance our national security. And that includes strengthening our defenses against any and all threats to our people, our troops, and our friends and allies around the world. And one of those threats is the danger of recommendations of myself, both proven and cost-effective. In keeping with that commitment, and a congressionally mandated review I ordered a comprehensive assessment of our missile defense program in Europe. And after an extensive process, I have approved the unanimous recommendations of my Secretary of Defense and my Joint Chiefs of Staff to strengthen America's defenses against ballistic missile attack. This new approach will provide capabilities sooner, build on proven systems, and offer greater defenses against the threat of missile attack than the 2007 European Missile Defense Program. This decision was guided by two principal factors. First, we have updated our intelligence assessment of Iran's missile programs, which emphasizes the threat posed by Iran's short and medium-range missiles, which are capable of reaching Europe. There's no substitute for Iran complying with its international obligations regarding its nuclear program, and we, along with our allies and partners, will continue to pursue strong diplomacy to ensure that Iran lives up to these international obligations. But this new ballistic missile defense program will best address the threat posed by Iran's ongoing ballistic missile defense program. Second, we have made specific and proven advances in our missile defense technology, particularly with regard to land and sea-based interceptors and the sensors that support them. Our new approach will therefore deploy technologies that are proven and cost-effective and that counter the current threat and do so sooner than the previous program. Because our approach will be phased and adaptive, we will retain the flexibility to adjust and enhance our defenses as the threat and technology continue to evolve.
All right, there is some confusion about this, so that doesn't sound very much like you're completely scrapping it. But the Poles and the Czechs very worried, thinking that this is a decision that shows that the U.S. is softening its commitment to their security. And why are they concerned? Of course, because they've got Russia just a stone's throw away. So they're very concerned about the United States' relationship with Russia. And is this a change in policy, this shifting of gears, if you will? In fact, I heard somebody today, an expert at the Council on Foreign Relations, but this person was completely backing Obama's decision and saying that, look, the system that was proposed through the previous president would have deployed interceptor missiles that had yet to even be tested under real-world conditions, problematic, I'd say, right, to defend against long-range missiles that Iran had yet to develop. So they would have been useless against the short and the medium range missiles that can be lobbed up right now because Iran is rapidly developing those, right? But at the same time, it does, he's even said this, the guy's name is James Lindsay, that it does make sense to do that, but at the same time, it poses some diplomatic problems. And like I said, that's why you have the folks in Poland and in Czechoslovakia extremely worried because of the nature of their relationship with Russia. So the reaction from both of those countries was cautious, the Czech Republic and Poland, because even though they're assured that the United States is committed to a relationship with them and helping them with security, it feels a little bit different than what they were originally told, right, from the previous administration. And then, again, worrying about what types of missiles you're talking about. And, of course, in Obama's case, he's saying, look, we're trying to get a stronger relationship with Russia and better cooperation from the Kremlin to support some of the U.N. sanctions, some of those economic sanctions that we want against Iran. If they continue to pursue their nuclear ambitions, we need them on board. And this has been a sore, sore point in our relationship between Washington and Moscow, with Russia believing that the missile defense shield would ultimately pretty much wipe away or erode, if you will, this strategic nuclear detergent. So here's the thing. So we're betting on Mother Russia, right? And what, are we just not concerned? Okay, we got to reach out to Russia. They wanted us to do this, so we're backing down. We're going to worry about the short missiles because we know the short and medium range missiles because we know Iran is developing those. So we got to go in this direction, so let's scrap this other thing, that other part of the missile defense program, so that we can make Russia feel better about our relationship with them. What's interesting here is, because when these things start flying around and there's panic in the air and things start to get reported internationally, Robert Gates, who is the point man, needless to say, at the Pentagon, says the new system is going to have hundreds of missile interceptors, because right away he could hear the complaints. So he jumped to the PR office so they would release the information. Tell them we're going to have missile interceptors. Don't let everybody think that we're just letting the guards down and Russia can run rampant if they choose to do so. Also, they made it pretty clear that they've got these mobile radar units, even some in space, that can move to wherever the threat actually comes from and wherever we feel that we have to defend ourselves. So it was interesting. First you have the president trots out, oh yeah, we're worried about Iran, we're worried about those short and medium range missiles. Then there was the panic over, oh my gosh, we're letting the interceptors down. Then there was the comeback, oh, no, the Pentagon says that's not true. There are certainly many of those in place. And geez, look up in space, don't worry, we've got something up there too as well. And just so you know, how much does all of this stuff cost? Because this new plan includes three types of missiles to shoot down incoming threats, right? Patriot missiles, so that's a single location deal. The SM-3 interceptors, that's could probably protect a more general area, like, let's say, from, as it was described, as I heard it described, from Philadelphia to Washington. So think of that in your mind, right? And then the large ground-based interceptors in Alaska and in California. And the budget, by the way, I guess, is the same. The Government Accountability Office said, if you remember, I know we went through this for fun, we went through all the numbers, back in February, that the MDA had spent about $56 billion since 2002, and they're also budgeted to spend about $50 billion through 2013. So you tell me, is this a good strategy, the way it's posed now? The first phase of the system is supposed to be in place by 2011, and then subsequently they'll roll out the other stuff, you know, 2015, 2018, 2020. We got to deal with the thing right in front of us. 2011 is the first year that you worry about. See, now the Bush guys, they thought that the perceived nuclear threat from Iran is one of the key reasons that they wanted to have missile shields in Eastern Europe, because it would be too risky not to have them there. So this is a change in strategy. Is it the right change in strategy? It's really betting on the Russians, if you think about it. So here's the thing. There's a 60-day review that's mandated, of course, by our Congress, and it's also ordered by the president. But the new approach, it has lots of people jumping on board, heavily recommended, and should go through without a hitch, unless somebody stands up and they start to complain about banking on Russia and bring up some of what happened with the Bush administration in saying, look, if we've got these nuclear threats from Iran, which we do we make a deal with Russia so that they jump on board with the economic sanctions so we can squeeze Ahmadinejad, or do we stay put? And this is a wild game of chess with a lot of people's futures. If you want to chime in on this, you can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Obama scrapping the Bush-era missile defense plan for a plan of his own. It's interesting. I got an email here from Jake, and Jake says, boy, Kate, the timing is just a little off on this one. And the reason why is it's the 70th anniversary of Russia invading Poland. So what a day for that to happen. How much do you trust the Russians? Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
That's right, Kate. Why would Obambi decide to do this on the 70th anniversary of one of the worst backstabbings in history? If you remember, in 1939, in August, in the beginning of August of that year, Germany and Russia were enemies, okay? The war hadn't really started yet. And then, August 24th, they decided they were going to sign a pact, a non-aggression pact. So now they were friends. And 1 week later, Germany attacked Poland, and Russia just stood there. And then 2 weeks later, 17 days later, Russia attacked Poland from the back, from the east. Now, today, Obambi says, you know what, we're going to just change that little missile thing. There has got to be some quid pro quote, going on somewhere. And it's very important for Americans to realize that Poland and Russia have a long history of animosity. I mean, after World War I, okay, Poland and Russia fought on. They stopped the communist Russians from pushing into Europe. They beat them there, and that really pissed off the communists, okay? And then, of course, if you remember the Polish Pope, right, and Solidarity, I mean, they were the first country to actually stand up to the communists and actually beat them and say, no, you know we're going to become a democratic country. Right there, that with Reagan. So you have to either, you know, the administration is just really, really stupid, or they're trying to send a message. They're trying to send a message, and who are they sending the message to? Could it be Israel, you know? Could it be that, we're really not going to help you if you try and attack Iran? Or could it be Iran? I don't know.
I think it's Iran, but I think if I'm Poland, I am furious. Think about it. Poland, a country that's a NATO member. What a friend. And you mentioned this in what you're talking about. What a giant friend that really small country has been to the United States. Remember, even chipping in Iraq and Afghanistan and some of the missions, and here
they
are in this situation. People forget that. And here they are in this
situation. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Here they are in this situation again, and it says, screw you. We want to make a deal with the Russians instead. I wouldn't be happy in Poland at all with this. I mean, this is rough on them.
You know what, Kate? People put their money in banks that are secure, and they consider the United States a very secure bank. But I think people are gonna take this as a sign that this bank that has a tank in front of it, the USA Bank, well, Barack Obama has just moved the tank out of the way and replaced it with some tofu eating little organic dude. And people are going to go and say, I like that bank over there. He's only got a shotgun, but at least it's better than the tofu guy.
Yeah, and we know this. You're right. The missile, if you even look at the missile defense shield, hey, we know it works, right? We know it can work. And now we've got this new plan. We don't really know what's going to happen with this new plan. That's why Gates was scrambling to get any information out there he could, because he knew that people were going to react, at least some people were going to react and say, "What? Why are they doing this? What are you talking about, the short and the mid-range missiles? Why? Like you said, what's the real end game here? Is it Israel? Is it Iran, Russia, whatever?
Yeah, it's about a message, because I'll tell you what, being in military intelligence and retired and everything, missile defense is really, really difficult, okay? I mean, the offense really has, right now, as far as the technology, you can shoot one missile, and on that missile, you can have 5 or 6 or 12 warheads, and then they can launch down on you, and then they can change trajectory as they're coming down. And then you can even use low tech, like when the Scuds were hitting Israel from Iraq. The Iraqis ran out of stuff, and they put cement in there, and it was hard to hit these things. They were breaking up, and it's very difficult to hit a missile with another missile. Now, maybe in the future, when we come up with lasers and stuff, but right now, I think it's the message. And I wouldn't be surprised if the stock market takes a hit next week, because people are going to see this as an appeasement, a huge appeasement to the Russian,
Oh, absolutely. I agree. And it is an appeasement. I mean, that we can say for sure. I can't, because that was one of the things Medvedev wanted. He wanted the shields gone. He wanted that definitely off the boards. And so that's absolutely what it is. It's absolutely reaching out to the Russians. But what else is involved in this? There's something we don't know.
And, if you make these small countries nervous and they think that they cannot rely on you, they are liable to fire a first shot first, I mean, if Israel thinks that America is not going to be their ally and they're standing alone, they may let the dogs loose first. So, listen, Katie, I mean, you every week, you know, you're just doing better and better, and that centrition, don't stop taking that. You know,
yes, it's all due to the centrition. It's expanding my mind. Tomas, you have a fabulous weekend. Thanks.
All right.
All right, you made a lot of sense in what he's talking about, too. You don't have any warheads and what's coming at you, and I think it's something, you know, I think it's something that set off my red flag, if you will, and we'll pay attention to what's happening in that game. Hey, here's something that I mentioned at the top of the show, but let me close this one for you. The House voted 345-75. The Senate voted 85-11 to actually slam Acorn. In other words, hit him where it hurts in the funding department. This is in two different bills. Now, of course, this is a layup with all the videos that have come out because of the overwhelming support, even from Democrats now, to eliminate the money. It's like $2 million or so is, I think, in total is what Acorn gets because of these undercover videos that supposedly show counselors, wink, wink, giving advice on tax fraud to a pimp and a prostitute. It's like every other day another video emerges. So for Acorn, it's bad news, but it's well deserved. It's about time that there was a light that finally was shined bright enough on some of the underhanded things that are happening with that organization. So why should we be paying for Acorn? Why should we be funding this group? There may be people that work for Acorn that have nothing to do with the nonsense. So too bad for them. Unfortunately, there's more than a few bad apples in this organization. And finally, it's catching up with them. So the language is interesting in the bills. And that's the thing. The language is interesting. For example, the motion to recommit is what they call it, that they attach to the student aid and what they call the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2009. So it refers to, play along with me, all the federal contracts, so it applies to any federal money, okay? Because it was suggested that the House vote really was mamby-pamby because it's essentially symbolic, because the student aid bill didn't provide any funding to Acorn, because that's one of the areas they hit in the bill, if you looked at the bill anyway. So the idea is to deny Acorn federal funding, but here's the deal. It's not over until the president signs the bill into law anyway, and you got to remember this. Acorn gave massive support to Democrats, especially Obama in this election. On the previous election, of course, campaign cycle to become president. So I'll wonder what's going to happen here, if he's actually going to sign this or not. But the vote is pretty obvious. It's pretty much a landslide any way you slice it. Again, the Senate 85-11, the House 345-75. I'll leave you with this thought, very simple, but I think it fits the bill. Barney Rubble said it takes a smart man to know he's dumb.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.